The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Healing Word Program is a ministry of the Largo Community Church, where Christ is honored and people are loved. You're invited to join us in worship via live streaming this Sunday morning at either 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock. Visit largocc.org and click on Watch Live.
Friend, if you have a prayer request today, whatever that need might be, you do have the name of Jesus. It's His name that's going to open that door and allow you to come in to His very presence.
Welcome to The Healing Word, a radio ministry of the Largo Community Church. Here's Pastor Jack Morris with today's message that will grow your faith in God and lead you to a closer walk with Jesus.
God has poured out His love upon us. Remember this, friend, God loves you. His love knows no end. Wherever you are, whatever you've done, wrong or good, it hasn't changed His love for you. His love is present. It's forever. He cares. If there are sins to be confessed and forgiven, confessed. He'll do the forgiving. He makes all things new, and this can be a new day for you. Let's go into the sanctuary and hear about God's love. Coming to the house of the Lord to sing and pray and study the Word of God is just an outstanding, blessed experience that I don't take that for granted. I thank God for it and I rejoice in it. I just almost get tingly when I think that it's Sunday, it's time to go to church, to the house of the Lord. And then Trish Greer sent me a picture of a little boy that speaks about the presence of the Lord and how happy he is in Jesus. Do you have that? I just want to flash it on the screen. There he is. That's how I'm supposed to come to church. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, I mean, it just gets all over me. You feel that way today? In the house of the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Trish. If you're here, thank you for sending that to me and letting me share it with the people. All right, let's take the Bible, hold it up and say, this is the Word of God. Now let's put it over our hearts and pray. Thank you for your Holy Word, Father. Breathed by the Holy Spirit. Every word divine. Bless your divine word to my heart. Help me to hear the word with my heart today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Love poured out. You want to say that with me, the title of the message? Love poured out. Now, if you'll look down at verse 5, Romans 5, verse 5, and hope does not disappoint us because, there it is, God has poured out His love. That's where I want to dwell my thoughts and yours today, on God's love being poured out on us. Just poured out God's love. You know, God has done something. What has He done? He's poured out His love. And where did He pour it? Into our hearts. Look at it again. God has poured out His love into our hearts. Poured it into our hearts. God has done this. Opening the floodgates of heaven and just pouring out. I could just think about Noah and his ark and how the heavens were open and the rains just came down and flooded the earth. Well, God opened heaven, the gates of heaven, and the floodgates being opened, love came forth. Great love, wonderful love coming down from God above. That love has a name. The name of that love is Jesus. Can you say Jesus?
Jesus.
Name of that love is Jesus. What a beautiful name. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. A number of years ago, I heard a story of a missionary that had gone into the jungles and preached the gospel to the people there. Many of them accepted Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Now, the people had their own dialect and their own language, and the name Jesus was difficult for them to speak and to say it. They were having some problems with it. The missionary told them about God. That was okay. But Jesus, that name, they just had some problems. But they said that the people heard of the love of Jesus, the love of God expressed through Jesus, the joy and the peace that he brings. And many of the people in that native village heard and received. Then the missionary left and went back to the coast to get a ship to go to another place or maybe to come back to America. And before he could get on the ship, a day or two later, here comes a woman from that tribe who walked miles, and she found that missionary before he got on the boat, and she asked him, she says, "Oh, would you tell me his name again? I've experienced his love, his forgiveness, his joy." She said, "But what is his name?" And the missionary gave her his name. And the missionary was so inspired that he wrote a hymn. "Oh, tell me his name again, and sing me the sweet refrain of he who in love came down from above to die on the cross in shame. This story my heart has been stirred is the sweetest that I've ever heard. It banishes fear, it brings hope and cheer. Oh, tell me his name again." Can you say that name again?
Jesus.
No other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's Jesus. His name is beautiful. It's wonderful. I love that name. That beautiful name opens heaven's door to me and to you and to all who will believe. When Jesus was atoning for our sins on the cross, the very final thing that he did was to take a breath, and with one last breath, his lungs collapsing, he breathed out, "It is finished." What he came to do, he completed it. He does not do a job half done, and he does not start something that he can't finish. I wonder how many things I've started and I didn't finish it. Quit before it was time to quit. But there was no quit in Jesus. And with that one final breath, for you and me, he cried out, "It is finished." And when he did, there was a curtain in the temple that separated the holy part from the most holy part. Only the priest could go behind that veil, curtain, once a year into the very presence of God. And the scripture says when Jesus said it is finished, indeed it was finished, and that curtain was torn from top to bottom, saying there's no curtain now, there's no partition, the way is open, everybody is a priest who can come into the presence of God. Come on boldly to the throne of grace. You'll find mercy, you'll find grace in the time of need. Oh, tell me his name again. It's the name of Jesus that opens heaven's doors to us. And friend, if you have a prayer request today, whatever that need might be, you do have the name of Jesus. It's his name that's going to open that door and allow you to come in to his very presence. Now, God did this for us. God, our Heavenly Father, God, who's never been seen by naked eye. God. God who dwells in majesty. God who is clothed with transcendent glory. God, the Almighty, the Alpha, the Omega, the everlasting to everlasting. God did this for you and me. I can go to heaven. Now, every time I pray, my voice goes to heaven. And someday, my spirit is going to go where my voice has continually gone through my spiritual lifetime. But I'm getting more and more familiar with that place because my voice continues to go up to that place. And Jesus recognizes my voice and he recognizes your voice when you pray to him. And that veil opened up when Jesus said, "It's finished." And every time I pray in his name, that heaven is open. Heaven that has been, up until that time, barred. I couldn't go there. Only a select person can go there. But today, every Christian is a select person. A very, very wonderful person. Amen. To hear your prayer and to let you in. But I'm awed. The older I get, the last several years, I begin to realize every time I pray, my voice is heard in heaven. You know how you recognize somebody's voice when they speak in the house, they're in another room, you recognize their voice? Well, God recognizes my voice. I've been to heaven this morning already. Have you been to heaven? If you've prayed, you've been there. Right now, we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're in the house of God. We're in his presence, our wonderful Lord.
Pastor Morris will return in a moment with the conclusion of today's message, following this important invitation to join us in worship this Sunday via live streaming. Go to largocc.org at 9 or 11 a.m. this Sunday and click on Watch Live. Again, go to largocc.org at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. this Sunday and click on Watch Live. The Healing Word is a ministry of the Largo Community Church and exists to grow your faith in God and lead you to a closer walk with Jesus. But we can't do it alone. Will you consider partnering with Pastor Morris today by praying for the ministry? And consider sending a gift to help us in reaching those who are struggling with life's challenges and need hope for tomorrow. You can make your tax-deductible donation in a matter of minutes by visiting our website, largocc.org. Click on the Healing Word and follow the Donations tab to complete your support of this vital ministry. You can also mail a check made out to The Healing Word to 1701 Enterprise Road in Bowie, Maryland, 20721. When you contact us, Pastor Morris will return a note of thanks and will lift your name up in prayer to God with heartfelt thanks and appreciation. Now, let's join Pastor Jack Morris for the conclusion of today's message.
I couldn't think of the chorus or the hymn that the choir, the anthem that they sing. And I texted Faith and I said, "What is that?" I went to Corinne. I got on the computer. I couldn't find it. I was using the wrong word. I was using the word unspeakable, and the word is unchangeable. Remember, they sing the choir anthem, "He is Almighty, the unchangeable God." Remember that? "King of kings," they sing, "Lord of lords, robed in majesty, he rules and reigns for all eternity, almighty, unchangeable God." He is unchangeable in his love and concern for every child of God, unchangeable. He's also unspeakable. Let me tell you a little bit about what I mean by unspeakable. I was putting this message together and creating it. Friend, I'll tell you right now, I get much more out of the messages that I preach than what you get out of it because I spend more time with it. You only get about 25 minutes. I get maybe hours out of it. So that's why one of the reasons I get more out of it, not because you're not interested, because I know you are. You wouldn't be here today if you weren't interested in the Word of God. But I put all of this together and I was thinking this unchangeable almighty God, this one from everlasting to everlasting. And I was writing it all down and I'd have to stop, put my pencil down, praise the Lord, pick it up and go again. God robed in majesty, God from everlasting to everlasting, God clothed in transcendent glory. And finally, I just sort of sighed and said, Lord, I'm out of words. I don't know what else to say. I'm vocabulary, language. How do I speak of you? And I said to him, Lord, if I had the tongue of men and angels, I still wouldn't be able to describe you and speak of you and praise you. You are God. You are the God that Jesus called Abba, meaning Father, or dear Father, Father. And then Jesus told me to use that same name. I can pray just like Jesus could pray, or just like Jesus prayed. Now I have the privilege. Now you have that same wonderful privilege. The veil has been rent. You have the name of Jesus. You can call God Father. Friend, go to him. Go to him. He will answer your prayer, forgive your sins, heal your hurts. And the scripture says, he poured out his love. Poured it out, meaning immeasurable. I was reading when he poured out. Here is the Apostle Paul speaking by the Holy Spirit, running out of words to say, didn't know how to really describe it, so he chose two words, poured out. He just poured it out. God has poured out his love on you. God has poured out his love on you and me. We are loved with an everlasting love, not an emotion. You see, love is a heavenly word, and it's so difficult. We talk about agape love, divine love, pure love, unadulterated love, undiluted love. Friend, it is pure like you've never received pure love before. Somebody is saying, well, I'm a Christian, but I haven't received what you're talking about this morning, Pastor. I think that's wonderful. Friend, you need to come to this altar and receive it. That's why we're back here again today, so that we'll get a fresh outpouring, a fresh dose, so to speak, of God's wonderful love upon us. Again, if I tried to explain it, and I have tried to the best of my ability, but I don't have the tongues of men and nor the tongues of angels. But as I said, even if I did, tongues of men and tongues of angels cannot define God and define the love that God has poured out upon us. It was like trying to explain something to somebody. If I explained it to you and you received it only through explanation, then it would be second-handed. And who wants something second-handed when they can get something brand new for the same price? The same price. A little boy lived in the bush area with his parents, but he went to the mission school, and they would feed them at lunchtime and give them something to eat before they would leave school and go back home. But this particular day, the mission station had little lumps of sugar, and they gave every little child a lump of sugar as they were leaving. This one little boy put the lump in his mouth, and it dissolved naturally before he got home. And when he got home, he went to his dad. He said, Daddy, I want to tell you about something that I ate today. And it was so sweet. And the little boy tried to tell his dad about it. So his dad tried to grasp it. And he said, well, son, did it taste like? And he named a particular fruit. And he said, oh, it was sweeter than that. And he said, well, son, did it taste like? And then he named a particular food. And he said, no, it was sweeter than that. And the little boy realized he wasn't able to convey it to his dad's receiving and satisfaction. So the little boy ran back to the mission station and literally begged the missionary, give me a piece for my daddy. Just give me a piece. And so the missionary gave the little boy that piece, and he held it between his fingers, and he ran home and he said, this is what I was talking about, Daddy. So the dad put it in his mouth and he tasted. The scripture says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Friend, you've got to receive it for yourself. We're going to come in. Isn't it interesting that we're going to put this in our mouth today? We're going to taste. But this is symbolic of what we have received by the Holy Spirit being putting Jesus into our hearts. We're going to come and we're going to taste again. Let there be praise. Let there be thanksgiving. Let there be rejoicing. Friend, don't just hear about it in a sermon. I did my best today, but my best isn't good enough. It's now you and Jesus. I can't stand between you and Jesus and convey Jesus to you. You've got to come and taste for yourself. And when you taste, your life will change. Even though you're a Christian, your life will change again, and you'll receive that wonderful blessing of the Lord. Notice what the scripture says. God has poured out his love into our hearts. Into our hearts. Amen. Let's bow before him. Abba, Father. Father, Father. Dear Father. You loved us when we were astray, not looking for you, not seeking you, far from you. Where were you, God? You knew where I was, where we were. We had no idea where you were, but you came out of heaven and found planet Earth, and you found my lost soul. Heard my prayer. Healed me of my sin. Made me a new creation in Jesus. And today you continue to come to me and to all who will believe, for you love us all equally. What a wonderful Savior you are. Lord, we're going to come to the communion table. Lives are going to change today. Newness of life is going to come. Healing and wholeness and forgiveness will be our portion. The joy of the Lord is going to be imparted. This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you, Lord. Now, friends, bow your heads for just a moment and talk to him. Talk to him. You may not have the language that you would like to have, but he'll give you words, he'll give you thoughts, but he'll read between the lines. He's listening to your heart more than he's listening to your words, but do the best you can. Talk to Jesus. Your voice goes into heaven. Heaven will hear you. I'll wait. You pray. Thank you for hearing our prayer, dear Father God. You always hear us when we pray in Jesus' name. It's that name that rent the veil. We can come right in, into the throne room. What a place. The very presence of God. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer, forgiving our sins, blessing us, helping us, healing us, saving us. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. With the tongues of men and angels, we give you praise. Oh, if we could only speak. But who can speak of the unspeakable God, his unchangeable love? Praise him forever and forever. Amen. Amen.
We hope today's healing word has been a blessing and has encouraged your faith in God to grow. We invite you to email Pastor Morris directly at contactus@thehealingwordministries.com and share your blessing or send a prayer request and Pastor Morris will pray for you. And as a reminder, you can attend the services at Largo Community Church this Sunday via live streaming. Go to largocc.org at 9 or 11 a.m. this Sunday and click on Watch Live. Again, go to largocc.org at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. this Sunday and click on Watch Live. Be sure to tune in to WAVA tomorrow at this same time for another edition of The Healing Word. Until tomorrow, blessings on you.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.